I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
Central Texas Recovery Update.
And state lawmakers, they are headed back to Kerrville this morning. They're hoping to get a better picture of the emergency operations before and after the July 4th floods. Of course, we know there were so many questions after what happened on July 4th. KRLD's Chris Fox has more from us.
Tragedy has come. That part is done. What we do now, who we are now, that's what the story is still being written.
Governor Abbott, shortly after the floods, spelling out the tone of how the state will work to help those impacted the hardest. What we know, at least 135 dead. So far, 107 in Kirk County alone, including 37 children. There are many questions. When a code red alert was sent out, was it delayed? What's the best way to alert people in the middle of the night? All questions to be asked of local leaders. As for moving forward, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
We need sirens. And if the state has to pay for them, we'll pay for them. We got a special session. We can write a check.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, legislation banning hemp consumables with THC is again moving through the Texas State Capitol. Senate Bill 5 was given initial approval by the Texas Senate. The vote was 20-9. It's authored by State Senator Charles Perry.
CBD and CBG will still be legal. Additionally, hold hemp seeds, hemp seed protein powder, hemp seed oil will remain legal.
The sale of hemp products with THC would be banned. Hemp retail store owners are reeling over this news. This could lead to the closing of over 8,000 of those stores. Lucas Gilkey owns Hometown Heroes CBD.
We just got word that it is expected to have HB 5 heard in the House committee early next week. We are putting out a call to prep everybody. Please be ready.
So what do you think? Should they pass SB 5 and ban THC CBD products? Hope you're following all those letters there. Let us know now. Use the voice message feature in the Odyssey app. Just click the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
Wiley police arrest a man from Houston. He's wanted for stealing mail from a church.
Staff at the Cross Church in Wiley reported mail theft earlier this month, and police set up a sting operation. Detective Alexandra Waters says first they identified the vehicle.
And from there, they were able to set up a tracking system, if you will.
Officers then stepped in and arrested 38-year-old Virel Velku. He was arrested for unlawful use of criminal instrument and mail theft less than or equal to 10 addresses. They also found a warrant out of Flower Mound for similar offenses. Police think there are more churches that could have been targeted. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Big changes. The kids head back to school in a couple of weeks. They're not going to be able to use their cell phones. We've been talking about this as the kids get ready. Cell phones no longer allowed in class during the day. That's a state law. Governor Abbott is going to make it official. He's going to be in Amarillo tomorrow, signing that legislation into law. The bill passed in the regular session. Supporters maintain it's going to protect kids' safety and online privacy. State lawmakers and Amarillo ISD officials are going to join the governor at Amtech Career Academy for the bill signing event. It's going to happen tomorrow afternoon around 1 o'clock.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris announces that she will not run for California governor in 2026. I'd like to take this opportunity to announce that I also will not run for California governor. ever. Texas Republicans drop a brand new congressional map. It's shaking things up here in DFW. Two local districts that lean blue could swing red because of this. DART trains are rolling a modified schedule through downtown this morning after that fiery incident near Pearl Station Wednesday. Shuttle buses are going to pick up some of the slack as investigators and repair crews assess the damage and investigate the cause of the fire.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That's my favorite part of the show, where we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. It happens right now. You can set a timer to it. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show at 7:23.
So 23 after 7, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm John Little. Experts reviewing the proposed new congressional district maps that were released in Austin. Political science professor Mark Jones at Rice says they were drawn to give Republicans a chance to gain more seats. Republicans, though, could actually face some risks if the new maps are approved.
The nightmare scenario for Republicans is that Donald Trump's approval ratings plummet, the economy is not in good shape, and Democrats have a wave election like they had in 2018.
Meanwhile, a Democrat from North Texas is opening up about his experience on the redistricting committee. State Rep. Chris Turner from Arlington says there's been a major difference on how the committee operates this time compared to when they did redistricting a number of years ago.
There's some deficiencies, frankly, in the committee process. Normally, and I've served on redistricting before, normally we would hear from experts, voting rights lawyers, the attorney general's office, the demographer.
You can see the proposed congressional map at KRLD.com.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Oh, guys, another busy day down here. Lots going on. It looks like a good day. If the Dow Industrials average opened right now, it'd be up 108. But by golly, it's being dwarfed by the gains we're projecting in the NASDAQ. That looks up 305 points. And this follows earnings reports out last night from two major and arguably a lot more companies than that, but two really conspicuous companies who just knocked the lights out on earnings. Microsoft is a $4 trillion company. It will open today at a new historic high, up $43 a share, up about 9%. Their business is just booming every place. Copilot's got over 100 million subscribers now. The Azure cloud business is big. And Meta, the old Facebook, looks up $80 a share, up 12%. Their revenue is just skyrocketing, 36% increase in their net income. Every area is hitting on all cylinders. And Applied Digital, it's an artificial intelligence data center operator. That stock's up 20% because of good earnings. So that's on the one hand, and that's really what's driving this market opening. We're going to get fairly major economic news here out shortly. Jobless claims, personal income, and spending, but more importantly, the PCE. This is the inflation gauge that the Fed watches, so we'll be watching for you. And that sound you hear in the background, that TikTok, is 50 countries getting ready to face a tariff hike tomorrow unless, boy, this could be a lot of bargaining they're going to have to hit. But the U.S. did strike a deal overnight with South Korea, a trade deal that sets tariffs at 15%, and they're going to have to buy $100 billion worth of LNG, liquefied natural gas, and start a big investment fund here. Imports from India are going to be subject to a 25% tariff starting tomorrow. Those negotiations are not going well. And now the president's weighing in on Canada and their decision to support a Palestinian statehood. He's warning them. Right now, stocks look higher across the board. Interest rates are lower, 4.34%. Crude's down 34 cents. Gold's up $6. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, when the president mandates that other countries have to buy American LNG, who profits from that?
Well, there are a lot of companies that, like Cheniere and companies that process the LNG, because you have to take natural gas and, you know, liquefy it and put it into container ships. So the container ships, Corpus Christi just built an enormous port down there where a lot of this stuff goes through. The pipelines that take it from West Texas or wherever it's going down to these LNG plants. You know, it's a trickle down.
Very good. David Johnson, thank you, sir. 727 on the KRLD Morning News.
The Rangers avoid a sweep thanks to Nathan Eovaldi. He tosses seven innings, allowing just one run, and picks up his 100th career win in a 6-3 win at Anaheim last night. And Adolis Garcia's big blast in the eighth gave Texas the cushion it needed.
And that one is looped toward the left field corner. This one's got a shot, and it is gone!
Marcus Semien had three hits. Wyatt Langford drove in a pair as well. The Rangers are tied with Seattle for the final wild card spot in the AL. Today is the trade deadline. In Arlington, it came down to the final seconds, but the Dallas Wings couldn't hang on against the Atlanta Dream. Game with a ton of lead changes, including Paige Becker's and one with 2 minutes left.
Oh my goodness!
Unreal.
But Atlanta's Naz Hillman had the last laugh. She buried the game winner with 2.6 seconds left in regulation to give Atlanta the 88-85 win over Dallas. Paige Becker's led the Wings with 21 points.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.